Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Angela. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions about this placement on the first page of Google for the plumbers in your area?
Not particularly.
Okay. Have you done the search before? Have you seen the guys that are up there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
when you...
bigger companies.
Well, how big is your company?
One person.
Oh. How long have you been in business?
On my own, about 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere. Those bigger companies didn't just turn into bigger companies overnight, you know? There is a smaller company that is operating there. He's been operating for about 30 years. He's been doing his Google advertising for a while now. TNS Plumbing, have you heard of them?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a little smaller. I don't know if it's the same size. I mean, they do have like a brick and mortar and everything, but
they've got a brick and mortar and a couple vans on the road, but they are pretty small.
Pretty small, yeah. And then Anytime, you know, they've been doing it for a while too. Those are the smaller ones. Big guys, obviously, like Half Moon Plumbing and Hendrick Heat Air Plumbing. You know, those have been around for a while. Half Moon's the main guy that's got this market kind of cornered because he does multiple different advertisements. But this is a local listing, so it's, I mean, the three guys next to the map there only covers about a 30-mile radius. So obviously anytime somebody types in plumbers within that 30-mile radius, they'll be able to see you as a top option. And then, you know, you don't have to go out to everybody that calls you, though. I mean, you can't if it's just one guy, right? You got to cherry pick through and pick what's best for you. But there is a small business credit that I could apply as well as a new business credit since you're only 6 months in. So it would be as affordable as possible because your company's so new. And then also because we won't have to charge you to build a website. It looks like you already went out and got one.
Right. Yeah, I got mine through House Call, which is what I use to operate my business.
House Call? It's like a CRM system or a client relation management system?
Yeah, it tracks all my jobs while I was payment processing, all that fun stuff.
Nice. And then you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's too, right? I just saw that when I looked up the company name.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like that service?
Not great.
Not great, yeah. I hear mixed reviews. That's kind of why I asked. I didn't want to just assume.
Well,
I'm not a big
fan of
them.
Sometimes I'll get five jobs from them, five leads that I pay for, and the people never even answer the phone. I never make contact with them at all. That being said, sometimes I do. So, you know, and then it...
Like a coin flip.
But it's not worth it. It's not worth it for smaller jobs. Anything like small, like a faucet repair...
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
It cuts too much into the margin for the lead fee.
Yeah, yeah, there's going to be no profit. Not to mention gas, you know, equipment, everything going out there.
And then
and time.
But if it's like a water heater replacement, then it's completely worth it.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand that. That's why we always tell our guys, like, cherry pick, because we put you up there, but we can't really control who's calling you, you know. Obviously, they're looking for a plumber. Or they might be looking for a water heater in order to get the your name to pull up, you know, and get the ad to show to them. But, I mean, they might call you and it might not work. But that's the beauty of it as the business owner. It's better to get the call than to not get the call. And then you could always cherry pick it, you know.
Right.
Just say, hey, I'll take this or I won't do this, you know, just because it won't make sense for me. You'll be able to identify that. But I can imagine it's hard. When you're doing something like Home Advisor by Angie's, because I know they kind of control the leads that you get, you know, that you only get what they send to you, and then they charge you after they send it to you. So it's like, hey, I'm paying for this. I might as well try to make it work or at least break even.
Yeah.
And then you wind up in that weird situation where you're kind of working with minimal profit. So.
Yeah.
With this, you know, the reason I asked about how you were doing with that is because I know how they operate. With this, we're basically cutting out the middleman in that scenario. So you'd be listed independently. Calls come directly to you as a live call and be a real human being on the other end. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just flat monthly rate. So you'll know exactly what you're spending each month too. There won't be any, you got 10 leads last week, so you owe us this, you know, kind of. Right. Thing that you would deal with there. You said a house is the one who built your website?
House Call Pro, yeah.
House Call Pro, okay. I'm really not familiar with that one. Okay.
It's,
either way.
It's a pretty common operating system.
Okay.
So what are we talking about in monthly fees to get that
to get
happen?
The placement? Okay, here, I'll send you the pricing page because... we're a full-service digital marketing agency, so we would cover all your bases. We'd be like a one-stop shop for your business where, you know, if somebody was searching not just on Google, but so many other, like, directories pulled from Google and their verification process that we put you through. So they're, when you're a trusted guy on Google, you're a trusted guy on Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa. So we actually do all those submissions for you, too, so that way you're getting seen and generating as many leads as possible. You know, if they're searching on Yelp, we don't want you to miss out on it just because they chose to search on Yelp. So we still submit you there, put the information that Google has on you there. But the cost is really going to depend on what package you select. Anytime there's a new business, I'd always recommend the Platinum package because then we know all your bases are covered. It's the very last package down. But what I would do for you, if you were to come on board with us today, you know, I could reduce the rate down to just our essential package price. So that way you get the Platinum, but you only pay $299 month to month instead of $599 month to month. And then I'd waive all setup fees on it. It's part of that small business credit. So you'd just be looking at $299 out the door for everything that's in that Platinum package bundle.
And then $549 a month after that.
No. No bait and switch, Josh. We would lock you in. We'd lock you in at $299, and it's month to month too. So like, we wouldn't want to do anything dumb like that where we risk losing you after doing all the work it takes just to get this all done and get you on the first page.
Okay.
Mhm.
So, $299 a month, month to month, and it is the what is that? Platinum.
Mm-hmm. It's the very last one down. No. The Platinum Premier is different. That one is actually what's his name? Shoot, just had him up here too. I just mentioned them earlier, where they have themselves in the ads. Yeah, sorry. There you go, Half Moon, where they have themselves in the ad section and in the local map section. So. I wouldn't recommend that for you, but it's definitely something like if you get a couple of guys, a few more trucks, and you want to grow into it, then definitely. But Half Moon is like covering like a 100-mile radius with his campaign, and, you know, then they have the local listing here as well. I think a local listing, especially it being a one-man operation, will be more than enough leads.
Okay.
To keep you consistent. So it's just the regular Platinum, the very last one down. If you keep scrolling past those Premier guys.
No, I'm looking at it right now. So
okay.
It's Google Places, local, mm-hmm. Facebook advertising,
mm-hmm.
Optimized landing page. What is that?
That's usually a .com website, but you already have your own site. So unless you wanted us to like remodel your site or you have a new one, maybe you don't like your service provider there, or you want to switch the hosting over, just have it all under one roof, that would be a part of the service. It's no extra cost to you. So, like I said,
okay.
The package is usually what we recommend for a brand new business, but oftentimes we find a brand new business before they built their website. For you, you've already built it, so I just like, okay, let me just reduce the rate, and that way we can make sure you're basically only paying wholesale on it. You're not investing in the any tools that you might not need, but we're going to go in and fill the holes to complete everything.
Okay.
That makes
so
sense.
If we set up, so $299 month to month and waive the setup fee.
Correct.
And, okay.
And there's no other charges. We just go 30 days at a time with you. We do have an app and a tracking system where you can actually integrate your House Call Pro into that app as well. It's called the Local Splash app in your app store. So if you want to keep them separate, you can keep them separate, or you can integrate it, and it'll still pick up the data off of that app in our app. So that way you have it all in kind of like one area. Facebook, Bing, Google, everything will be centralized for you to be able to monitor your leads. And then when you get the leads that come through on the other platforms, obviously Google's going to generate live calls, but the other ones, you can always go into that app and follow up on them. So that way you always have something to be working towards. Keep you consistent.
Okay. Okay. Do you have like a information packet you can email to me?
Information packet. Let me see.
Yeah,
I know.
Like you've just got the like optimized landing page, advanced reporting, stuff like that. Something that kind of breaks down all these different things so I can read over it. Preferably in an email.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me one sec. I know they have like these preset templates. I'm just trying to find it here. Give me one second before I say yes or no. I want to make sure I got it. Okay. New business and small business email template. Shoot. In here somewhere. Generate more business on Google for new and small businesses. Here it is. In your less than a year in business. Okay. Platinum package bundles. $299. Okay. Yeah, I have a template here for the exact package.
Would you be able to email that to me so I can kind of look over it?
Sure. Give me one second here. What's your email address?
office@tulsaplumbingsolutions.com.
Okay, I just want to let you know the major benefit to you in this call is that we even have a listing available for your area. You know, usually when a spot
right.
opens up, what Google does is they create a list of the plumbing companies, and then my representatives, kind of like Angela, the girl you were speaking with in the beginning, they're calling down the list actively. We're just looking for one plumbing contractor to fill that space, Josh. Once we fill that spot, we close out the entire category for plumbing in this area. So we won't be able to work with any other plumbers until another spot opens up. That's how the local listings work.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear about that. So I'm going to send this template over. Can you confirm that you're receiving it? I titled it Generate More Business. And it'll say, like, hello, Josh. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Should have come from a Jazz John Hill.
I have not received an email yet.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. There you go. Now, if you click on this, this is like a generic template. It just kind of has, like, introductions for each one of our services and what we do. Mainly a lot of it's just different links that are on our website, but the major thing is the Google partner credentials. That's really important. If you go to the pricing page there where it says click here to see our pricing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're a premier Google partner. That was also the page that you were looking at that I sent to you via text messages there.
Right.
Yeah, but A-plus accredited with the BBB, been in business since 2004. We're right across the street from the actual Google headquarters. Google assigned the premier partners. We're the ones that actually handle the listings. So it's like, if you ever tried to call Google to do advertising, it's going to be really hard to get a hold of a live person, but even if you do, they'll usually refer you to the Google partners. And then when we get those calls, we usually put you on the list for you to be eligible to receive this call once a spot opens up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
right,
not
yeah.
like we could just.
I'd be willing to do that month to month, give it a shot for a few months and see how it works out and go from there.
Yeah, you're going to love it, Josh. I have zero doubt, especially like if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's. I mean, this will be a great change of pace for you, and we'll have multiple ways of generating leads instead of just one, and you having to pay a fee for every single lead that comes through that way or that channel. So you'll love this. I have to create your Google business profile because I did look for one, and you didn't have one. So there's a process to this. Google is going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a Google verification letter. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's like a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'll need from you. And then they might ask you to fill out another form as well when you receive that. So what's the street address that I could send it to?
12228 North Marion, Marian.
A-N?
Avenue.
Okay. Marion Avenue. It was changing to Marion Street here. That's not the same?
Google is wrong.
Okay. Okay.
We live in a weird area where if you go across the street, you're in a different town, and if you go across the street the other direction, you're in a different county.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, we're like right on the corner of everything, and it messes it up.
Is this Collinsville?
It'll be Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021.
Okay. Yeah, they had it as Marion Street. What I'm going to do is I'm going to Google image this real quick, and if we could just confirm that it's the right address, even if they have it wrong there, that's how the mail system is usually going to be set up, and I want to make sure that you don't miss this. If there is an issue, then we're just going to have to do a video verification with you, but it kind of has to match up with what's on Google.
Issue.
Yeah, you would have to go through this. So I'm happy that you decided to move forward, because it's like, if you don't have a human being manually fixing this, this is an AI problem. And so you probably would never get verified or even seen or recommended as a contractor without going through this. So you need a person to manually do it. But now I'm seeing it on Zillow here. So on Google, it has the street view as Marion Street. But on Zillow and Redfin, and everywhere else, it's how you're telling me, which, IAN Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just to confirm though, that is going to go to the same location, however you spell it. So instead of it end up not getting delivered, it'll actually have it, whether they do it Marion Street or Marion Avenue, it's still going to actually end up at your address. So. That's good. That was kind of scary for a second there. I was going, whoa. I'm going to have to fix that. But it looks like they've kind of, their way around of fixing it was just to, yeah, they have it listed as North Marion Street on Google. That's got to be.
Is this 877 number that you sent me the link? If I send you something, will it go directly there?
To you? Yeah. You could text me on that line. That'll come right through.
See, here. Here is some mail, so this is the right address to get things actually to me.
To you in the mail? Okay. So it's Marianne Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. And then I'm going to put in a name, address, phone number cleanup. That's usually a part of the setup fee. You'll see there in the fine print where it says NAP cleanup. That's business name, address, phone number. So we'll get that resolved. And then are you okay with your website being attached to your Google business profile? Oh, I got the image from here. Okay. Hyperlink the website. Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. 74021. Verified. Okay. And then Josh is short for Joshua, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Josh?
Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing? Oh, you just gave it to me. I'm sorry. Let me go back here. office@TulsaPlumbingSolutions.com?
Right.
Okay. Slipped my mind for a second. I'm just trying to fill out the GBP here. Okay. And then you could only have one number listed as the primary line of the contact for the business. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to repeat this back to you for quality assurance. 918-924-8244.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
I'd go 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Okay. And then what about the weekends?
I don't want to start advertising for weekend work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could put like by appointment only. I know you're still a new business. I don't want to miss any opportunities. The by appointment only kind of sends a signal. I know most of your work is emergencies, though, so they might not be willing to wait, but it'll kind of let them know, like, hey, if you're going to call me, my regular hours are Monday. I'm probably going to push you to Monday or during the week.
Yeah. No, I'm willing to work sometimes. It's just so scattered, it's never consistent.
Yeah.
On weekends.
Yeah, and you need time off. I mean, everybody does. You shouldn't be working 24/7. It's not a life.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, imagine a water heater calls you on a Saturday. I mean, I'm sure you're not going to be mad about it.
That's the highest thing.
Yeah.
So.
And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I'll submit. All right. So I got your profile created, but we are going to want to do a client interview with you, Josh, just to customize the service. So we want to know, like, what's an ideal customer for you. We also want to know, like, what areas you go to, what areas you don't go to. It's just about customizing the campaign and try to make sure that we're not wasting the end user's time when connecting them with you or wasting your time, you know, vice versa, right? So usually these client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes to complete, but we ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time tomorrow where we could sit down with you and knock out the client interview?
Give me one second. Let me look at the schedule. I have a dedicated first job tomorrow. Let's see. Yeah. 10 a.m. my time.
Okay. That actually works out perfectly. And what I'll do is I'll schedule this appointment. I'll set a calendar invite to you. I'll send that over. And then I'll set up a automated text message reminder for 1 hour prior. Okay. So it'll just send you a text 1 hour before just as a heads up.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and do that now. Save, right, and then invite all guests. It's pretty easy. It's all set questions, so they shouldn't ask you anything you don't already know off the top of your head. We just want to make sure that you're not getting you unqualified calls or people calling you from somewhere you're not willing to go.
Right.
Save. All right, there we go. You'll be able to see that invite there. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that, Josh?
Recurring payment on a card?
Correct, yeah. It's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me grab that.
Okay.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
It would be 4223.
4223.
2300.
2300.
0504.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the last four?
0504.
Okay, 0504.
5345.
5345. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1127.
11/27, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
171.
171. Okay, and just to confirm, the billing address for this card is the same as the business street address that they're going to send the Google verification?
Correct.
Okay.
And it is Avenue Street.
Right, that's how I have it, Marianne Avenue. And then is the business name on this card as well?
No.
No? Okay. I'm just going to add the business name to the invoice. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I do that for a reason, because if you take this invoice at the end of the year when you're doing your taxes for the company, it's a write-off. It's considered a business expense.
Yes.
So you're supposed to get it back.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't want you to miss out on that. That's huge incentive to being a business owner. Collect all the write-offs you can. Put all your gas on the business card. Everything's a business expense. Okay.
Right.
Update. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification here just to outline the service agreement once again. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure you had a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business. Okay?
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here, Josh. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
JG Plumbing Solutions, operating as Tulsa Plumbing Solutions.
Okay. And just to confirm, the business name will appear on the first page of Google under just Tulsa Plumbing Solutions, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Tulsa Plumbing Solutions today?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Joshua Tyler Gaylord, owner.
All right.
100% owner.
That's what we like to hear. And then let me see here. Confirm. Okay. Now go to the next portion. Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. They say reasonable is like within 24 hours, but my guys do have the best success when they, you know, the sooner you can get back to them without them going and maybe calling somebody else, the better your results
are.
Yeah,
they pulled up Google. They're going to see other companies' names, so if they call, you need their names or get back to them quick.
Yeah, but on the same note, if they clicked on you, they've already subconsciously chose you, right? They've already seen your site, your reviews, and everything, so it's like it's yours to lose at that point. So try to be responsive as best you can. And then in hiring Local Splash as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not saying that you can't do Home Advisor anymore or you got to cancel your website guy or anything like that, right? Anything you currently have, totally fine. Just after today, if you're going to add something, give us a heads up so we could double check and make sure you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. That usually causes a problem.
Okay.
All right. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I know you said you're going to try it for a couple months already, but I recommend giving it at least 2 months when you first sign up since we're building your Google business profile and everything from scratch. It's kind of like your foundation. Your first month's payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's September 16th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is going to be for the full Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived the setup fees. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, you're allowed to discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, that you let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When this goes through, it's going to automatically send you some confirmation messages. Okay. So there's going to be a outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. You have to sign that when you get a chance this evening. And then they're also going to send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. If you haven't downloaded the app already, I highly recommend you go to App Store, download that app. The House Call Pro, like I said, you can integrate that into the app, so that way it's almost like you have both of them under one application there.
Okay.
Okay. But let me know when these texts come through. I just want to confirm that everything's going through, email's working properly, and then we have that client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right. I haven't received anything yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang on the line with you here. It is automatically generated. So our system's directly hooked up to the Google headquarters. So usually when I submit a business, they'll automatically send out the Google verification form, and then you'll get the confirmation text messages with the full outline of the agreement in writing there, so everything's documented for the business owner.
All right. I got it.
All right, perfect. Yeah. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, Josh. Say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash today. I know you're going to love this, and it's going to turn into a long-term marketing solution, but I want you to remember you always have support. With the Google partners, we don't get paid unless the business owner gets paid, right? So if you're not making money, you're not going to keep using us each month. So if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, just feel free to reach out. You have a whole team of people here that are invested in your success and want to make sure everything's working for your company, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the client interview, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.